Greetings, you've tuned in just in time to catch the good stuff. And boy, are we happy you are here. It's Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, bringing you a little bit of good stuff throughout your day today. Gonna sprinkle some in. Tri-State Livestock News, you know, they're what cattlemen read. They're a publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf producing regions in the world. They cover it all. Agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what you need to read. Just go to www.tsln.com.
Kim, I have something today from Troy Height. This came back a few years ago that was sent in to our good friend Jim Thompson. What do you have to share?
I have a couple two-sentence horror stories to add because we're not to Halloween yet.
We're getting closer and closer all the
time. That's right.
So this was about Wyoming, and it was sent from Troy Height. Now, when folks think of Wyoming, they think of lots of stuff. A state of individuals who are rugged and cowboy tough. From Devil's Tower to the Tetons, Wyoming's quite a place. A few towns scattered here and there, but mostly open space. The one thing that they might not know, that the locals all will note, Wyoming was the first state to make a law to let women vote. December 10, 1969, John Campbell, the governor of the state, began a many a Wyoming first that helped to guide our fate. So now it's known as the Equality State, where women can be free, and a woman can dream of being anything that any man could be. Wyoming put women on juries before it was a popular thing to do, and let them run for public office so they could be leaders too. So, when you think of the Wild West, don't think it's a man's world out there, because Wyoming proved to America the Wild West could be fair. And that was a few years back from Troy Height. Thanks for sending that in for the good stuff.
I like that. Okay, remember how I talked before about two-sentence horror stories?
Yes.
Well, actually, Reddit kind of started that, I think. Don't quote me on it, but I think they just kind of challenged people to put together a two-sentence horror story. So I'll read a couple of those as we creep in on Halloween. My sister says that mommy killed her. Mommy says, I don't have a sister.
Ooh.
I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear. And it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
That's thinking too late.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Okay, those are a little rough. I'll do one more, and then we'll switch topics. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't help.
That gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
Ooh, no, I don't want to think.
All right. You've kind of creeped us out a little bit now, so why don't you straighten it out?
Okay, I shall. Hey, Jim Whiting is a fan and a contributor, and he sent these short stories, and they're a lot different. They're much better. Okay, so today I interviewed my grandmother for part of a research paper. I'm working on my psychology class. When I asked her to define success in her own words, she said, success is when you look back at your life and the memories make you smile.
Oh, there, I like that one.
Me too. Today, after my 72-hour shift at the fire station, a woman ran up to me at the grocery store and gave me a hug. When I tensed up, she realized I didn't recognize her. She let go with tears of joy in her eyes and the most sincere smile and said, on 9/11/2001, you carried me out of the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow. That does kind of make you tear up a little bit.
It does. That's pretty powerful. Jim Whiting has sent these in. They're just short stories of good things that kind of maybe influence how we treat others. I'll wrap it up with this one today. Today, after I watched my dog get run over by a car, I sat on the side of the road holding him and crying. And just before he died, he licked the tears off my face. Oh, dang. Move along.
Yeah, that wasn't real happy, was
no,
it?
No, that's sad.
Here's something to think about. Why is it that no matter what color of bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
I know. I've thought of that. Wouldn't that be cool if they were the color of the bubble bath?
Shouldn't you have like rainbow-colored bubble bath? Why do people constantly return to the refrigerator with hopes that something new to eat will have materialized since last time?
Or why, when we're bored, do we get up and go to the refrigerator?
And we've stood there three times with the door open for 2 minutes going, what is there to eat in
there? And it didn't change a bit from the time before.
It did not. Folks, if you have items to share, whether it might be Veterans Day coming up here in November now, or still we could get something in on Halloween, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day, you might hear it right here on The Good Stuff.